Blur there and Country House from the 80s. I was just talking to my guest Sarah Clark here, and we were saying that 80s and 90s, we recognise that as a good part of our lives. So good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Lovely to be here. I'm fine, thank you.
Good. And you are the owner founder of
the Cambridge Flower School. We're based in Newton, just outside Cambridge. That's... and we've been running for just over 5 years.
Oh, so quite a long time.
Yes.
So have you just had your fifth birthday?
We have in the summer.
Very nice.
Yes.
So I love flowers. I was just saying to you again, I love flowers. I love receiving flowers. I love giving flowers. But I always feel the bit about displaying them is the bit that lets me down. I don't quite know what to do with them. You know, I get sent them or given them, and then I basically look at them. I cut the bottoms off like they tell you to. I put the stuff water in, and then I don't really know what to do after that. I just put them all in.
Yes.
And then, like you were saying, I think, you know, they all sort of...
Yeah,
the survival of the fittest, I feel, is what happens in my house.
It is. That's what most people do. They kind of put them in a vase. We lead busy lives, and then they forget about them. And in fact, that's the worst thing we can do. What we need to be doing is giving them clean, fresh water every couple of days. There's no magic ingredients. You don't need all those lotions and potions. What flowers need is fresh water, and just recut the stems every couple of days.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, being too kind
otherwise
of eco-friendly.
Short and shorter.
But don't top it up. Actually give them fresh water and recut the stems every couple of days. It's like opening a wound back up and allowing the fresh water in.
Oh, okay.
And clean vases.
Ah.
Clean vases. Yeah.
Not one that's just been stuck on the shelf for a while.
No. So clean out with mild bleach solution.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sterident. You know what you use for your false teeth?
Luckily, I don't, but I do know what you mean.
But that works brilliantly as well. But yeah, clean vases and an ambient temperature. So don't put them near a radiator or near an open fire. And actually, they like a bit of fresh air.
Oh, okay.
The fresh air circulating.
So open a window nearby might be a...
Absolutely.
So they can pretend they're still outside.
Maybe that's what it is.
And what about actually arranging them? Is there a rules for that?
Yes, there are. But, I mean, we've got a little bit more looser in the style at the moment. So everything's very natural looking. But one of the biggest tips I can give you is to use plenty of foliage because it helps support the other flowers.
Okay, so not too worried about bits that haven't got flowers on, as it were.
No. So, you know, if you've got a garden or you've got a local park, although perhaps we need to be a bit careful about that, about permission of cutting foliage, but cut some foliage and put it in with the flowers. So if you've bought your flowers at the supermarket, mm-hmm. Which we all do, then go and cut some foliage and it will help support the flowers and it will fill out the vase. And the other thing is to use the right size vase.
Yes. So that's my problem. I tend to just squish them all in regardless and then just you're fighting for space. So would it be better to split them into two and have a bit more room than try and get them all displayed in the one
Absolutely.
Place?
Absolutely. And also having a big vase can be detrimental to them as well because they've got nothing to support them. So a vase with a neck is ideal. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't need to be a huge vase. If we take a typical hand-tied bouquet that you get from your local florist for your birthday or mm-hmm. your wedding anniversary or just because...
Yeah, I wish my husband was listening to this. Just take note.
Yeah.
Or any occasion. This is my argument that flowers are very happily received at any occasion.
They are.
A surprise, hearing this, Paul, is always good. Rather than a traditional, let's give you flowers because it is X thing. But actually receiving flowers out of the blue is a really lovely, heartwarming thing, isn't it?
It means more. Mm-hmm. If you receive them and you're not expecting them, to all men out there, don't worry about Valentine's Day. Go and buy some flowers from your local florist any time of the year, but not particularly Valentine's. Sorry, florist, I know you want sales
about
Valentine's Day. But actually, most women would rather have flowers surprised on them. So.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I would agree with that. And probably men too.
Yeah, and men too. Absolutely.
So that leads me to your courses. So you'd run a whole variety of courses.
We do.
So could you go into a bit of detail
in
some of those?
Yes. We run workshops, which are evening or weekend workshops, usually on a Saturday morning. Some are a full day on a Saturday. And they're for complete beginners, people who just want to learn more about flowers and have fun with them.
Just like me.
Yeah, absolutely. Just don't quite know what to do with them, would like to kind of experiment a bit more. And we have a whole host of workshops. So from a beginner's taster, which is a whole day on a Saturday, but really gives you an insight into what floristry is about. We're coming up to Christmas, so mm-hmm. of course we've got all the Christmas workshops coming up, and they're all on an evening or on a Saturday.
And what sort of timing are they for an evening then?
Evenings are 6:30 till 9 o'clock,
okay.
So they're a 2.5 hour session. We provide absolutely everything. You literally have to turn up. You don't have to bring anything with you, and you get to take home whatever you make. And we have homemade mince pies and mulled wine.
Oh, I'm liking the sound of this a lot.
For the Christmas ones.
Yes.
That'll be over by the time we get to Christmas. We have this variety of different workshops. So for Christmas, we've got rustic wreaths. We've got eco-friendly, because eco is becoming a big thing for us in floristry. It's been forgotten for a long time. Mm. And all of a sudden this year, it's raised its head, as it should have done. So we're looking at using recycled materials, how we can not use floral foam. So that's a big thing. Traditional wreaths, we've got table arrangements, kissing balls.
Oh yes. Those are like, are they like moss or something?
Yes, they're balls that traditionally people used to hang in their homes to ward off evil spirits.
Oh, right.
Okay, and it wasn't moss or anything. It was an apple or a potato back then, and they used to just stick herbs into it. We've got a bit more creative with it these days.
And are those for any time of the year? Are they especially
these
for Christmas?
These are specifically for Christmas. Yes. So they were to. These are the Christmas ones. We start on the 23rd of November with festive gifts, which is all about making gifts for other people, and then we go right through until the 21st of December with Christmas table decorations.
Wow, that's very brave of you.
That's our last. Yeah. And it's the big clear up for mm-hmm. us before Christmas Eve. But yes, there's lots going on. There's still places on lots of the Christmas workshops, so head down to
the
website.
Yeah, what is the website? That's the next question I have.
Straightforward, thecambridgeflowerschool.co.uk.
Oh, that couldn't be easier, could it?
It couldn't be easier.
And so they just go onto that and you can book online.
You can.
That. And do you do... like, do friends come along? Do people come on their
Absolutely.
Own? Do groups come? Or is
Both.
It mixed?
All of it. All of a mixture. We also do corporate days as well. So if companies want to have book a session for their staff, we do that. But yeah, we have lots of mums and daughters and friends and a whole variety.
What about sort of, say, I'm just thinking out loud, about like a hen do?
Yes.
I bet that's becoming a popular
yes.
thing.
Is that with like or without fancy dress, we don't mind.
So you could book it a
yes.
sort of a course just for yourselves
Absolutely.
rather than have everyone else be yeah. subjected
yep.
to your fancy dress.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So we run tailored workshops.
So to get in touch with you
well.
if you want to do that
yeah.
sort of thing.
And the other side of what we do is the professional courses. So we run career courses. So for those who are thinking about having a career change, thinking about becoming a florist, we run week-long courses throughout the year. And we also run a wedding career course. So for those who want to specialise
wow.
in wedding work.
Oh, crikey. I didn't realise that. Yeah.
yeah.
it goes right up. And is there certificates or
yes,
sort of things?
Yes, we have course completion certificates at the end of all the courses. And we also provide support. So for those that are doing the career courses, they have our ongoing support. And we usually see them back again, you know, to top up their skills when they need to learn how to make a wedding arch or there's something specific they need. So, yeah. It's ongoing.
What's your background talking about that? Just you love doing it?
Or? No, I haven't been a florist all my life. I used to teach IT and graphics here in Cambridge many years ago for GST on the Science Park. Realised that everyone was learning how to do it themselves and thought I need to do something else. I really didn't know what I wanted to do and became a florist.
Wow.
So, and that was in my 30s, yeah. So 20-odd years ago. So, yeah, and I loved it ever since, really.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Sarah. That's
You're
really
welcome.
Interesting.
Thank you.
And I will definitely be coming on one of those courses at some point, whether it's on my own or, well, I can drag a few friends along too.
Oh,
that's
yes.
great. So that's really great. Thank you very much, Sarah, from the Cambridge Flowers School.